Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between.
Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door with my co-host Chris. And Chris.
My power for the day.
What's your power for the day?
You have the big news, fool.
Be back there. You, Roscoe. Hi, Chris.
I mean, hey.
You're getting
good. You're getting good.
Stupid.
Oh, shit. You almost got me, didn't you?
Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, he had a bit of laughing gas on break.
Yes. Laughing gas. That's what we're calling it these days.
Have you ever wondered what was really going on with the Joker?
He's just smoking weed.
Like, weed and coke, and he just goes out into the city.
Hey there, Jason Todd. Crowbar.
Matter of fact, it's Batman smoking weed. He just goes into the Joker.
Wait, no, you told me this theory. You told me. No, that motherfucker been fighting Scarecrow since year one.
Fuck that, the Scarecrow is weed man.
Scarecrow is the real only villain, and all this is just happening in his head.
This mofo got hot. Saw Jason Todd and just went to it with a crowbar.
Alfred, change my diaper.
That's a thing that never made sense to me.
What?
Like, all right, so Jason Todd, regardless of what Joker did to him, he was a beast.
Yeah.
I don't see him losing to Joker as easily as it happened.
All right.
Like,
I mean, he ambushed him, right?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, really? Batman train? You're supposed to be ambushing the Joker.
Right.
And you get
right.
ambushed.
You know who wouldn't have gotten caught? Damien. Dick Grayson, they would have been caught.
Hell no. Damien would have been in the shadows hiding somewhere looking for Joker.
Right.
You wouldn't even know he was there. You just saw the sword come out the shadow and cut the Joker's head off. And
right.
Then he just leaves. Like,
yep. Mission accomplished. But no, you can't kill him. If you kill him, it makes him just as bad as him. Shut up. Superman didn't give a damn.
Man.
Joker got his hands on that Scarecrow laughing gas. See? It's all Scarecrow.
It's all Scarecrow.
And tricked him into killing Lois. And then Superman was like, you know what? Nah. Bruce was like, Joker, why'd you do it? And then Superman just flew to the jail, gutted him. And Batman was like, no, God, why? You know why. The Injustice storyline is wild. Anyway. Oh, man. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, the Roscoe, my co-host, the Chris. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Sorry about that.
I can't believe you're still doing it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Chris. Yeah. No, I definitely had to. Yeah.
He's even left off the on Roscoe a few times. Like, ladies and gentlemen, it's Roscoe and the Chris. I'm like, I stole your D.
the D just goes where it pleases. The D. Oh, man. But anyway, so, casting rumors. That's the sound.
That's the sound?
Yeah.
I thought it'd be more like that.
Nah. So, Wonder Man, a potential love interest for Wanda, is rumored to be played by Nathan Fillion. We know him as the voice actor of Nathan Drake from Uncharted. We know him in the movie The Rookie. Let's see. He's been in a lot. Hold on. Let's pull up the cinematography real quick. Firefly. Most people know him from Firefly.
Firefly. I don't think I've seen that.
Exactly.
We know him from that, but we don't know that.
Who the hell was he in The Suicide Squad? Huh. Weird. He was in Guardians? Who the hell was he in Guardians? Bro, hold on.
He's been in everything.
Huh. But yeah, he might be playing Wonder Man. Then, get out of my notes here.
Small amount of peas.
Then we got Taron Egerton possibly playing Wolverine. The most notable movie he was in recently was The Kingsman, the young new spy from The Kingsman.
Okay.
Yeah. That being said, there are other rumors of Anthony Starr. Oh, no, not Anthony Starr. Butcher.
Butcher, yeah.
Playing Wolverine. And he
I
looks,
want that one.
He looks perfect to play. I mean, a little too tall. And that's, I know, that's your thing. And you're like, nope, he's too tall. I can't do it. He's not stocky enough. But, like, the face.
Yeah, the face and the facial hair. Like, yeah.
Like, it's damn near perfect. But speaking of Butcher. What would you say is the better Wolverine? Butcher?
Yeah, I definitely go Butcher.
I mean, Egerton has the short stalkiness you were looking for in a Wolverine.
So, take Egerton's body.
And put Butcher's face on it. There you go.
And let Butcher do the dialogue. Like, he didn't even have to change the attitude for the boys. Just be an asshole. Like,
with claws.
And put a cigar in his hand.
Yeah, pretty much.
So is Butcher like Canadian like Wolverine, or is he Brazilian like the original Wolverine?
Carl Urban. He is from New Zealand, so he is not Canadian.
He's 48.
He's 48.
No, what did it say right here?
No, he's 50. 1972. But anyway.
The internet doesn't know how to do, math right, apparently.
Carl Urban. But anyway. Now, speaking of Carl Urban and Butcher and more potential casting news, what if I told you Anthony Starr might be playing one of your favorite supervillains?
Yeah.
You might be playing Reverse Flash.
Oh, man.
Now, I don't know what the hell Warner Brothers is going to do about the menace known as Ezra Miller.
They need to go ahead and recast him. You know what? Why are you bullshitting? The guy from CW, put some weight on him.
Put some weight on him.
And get him in there.
Yep. That's exactly what I was thinking. That was exactly what I was thinking. Because, like, goddamn, Ezra Miller, I don't know what the hell he's doing in Hawaii, but he's more of a menace.
Well, you know, I didn't like him from the first Justice League, not even the Snyder Cut. But that scene where Batman has the footage of him in the convenience store robbery thing, right. And he's like, I just see a Jewish kid, that hurt my heart. I was like, come on, dude. The Flash has never been Jewish. I get that you are, but the Flash is not. And you're an actor, be the Flash.
Right, right. But I'm just like, he has to be stopped. Like, the real, like, someone really needs, like, he's terrorizing Gotham right now. Barry Allen is terrorizing Gotham. And, like, the thing is, I haven't seen an arrest for Ezra Miller. I haven't seen a single arrest for him. Like, I just hear news, like, he did this, he did that, he did this.
He's the Flash. They just know he did it. They never caught him.
Yeah. I saw this this video. It was the scene from Liar Liar, and the lady at the receptionist is like, "So and so is on the phone with you again, wanting to hire you as a lawyer." And he walks over, like, and his face is shooped over with WB, and he picks up the phone, and it says Ezra Miller. And he's like, "Stop breaking the law, asshole!" Like, you remember that scene?
Yeah. One of my favorite movies. Though.
Oh my god.
Jim Carrey low-key is one of my favorite actors. Which, moving on with the casting rumors, MODOK.
Jim Carrey?
That's what I've heard.
I thought he was done after Sonic.
They said first they were gonna try to bring him back as Carnage.
But okay. Woody Harrelson was a while ago. Yeah.
And now the rumors he might be MODOK.
Okay, I can see him as MODOK.
That'd be really cool. And then, what's her name? Charlie Theron?
Theron.
From the Fast franchise?
Yeah.
Yeah, so before she showed up in Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness, there's a lot of rumors about her being Emma Frost.
Oh.
And I was like, I still want to see that.
Oh, yeah, the lady from the post-credit
of
Multiverse of Madness. Okay. She was in episode one of the season of The Boys.
Oh yeah.
I was like, wait, did I just see you?
She was Stormfront in the movie.
Yeah, she was Stormfront in the show.
She was Stormfront in the movie in the show.
Right, yeah. Right. Right. Seth Rogen was in that season for some reason. We'll get back to The Boys in a second.
Why did they let him be?
That being said, Anthony Starr also might be playing Dracula in the Blade movie. He can do Dracula, Reverse Flash. I don't care who the hell they put him at in. I just want to see him a part of the MCU.
Like, so, Reverse Flash. The reason why I say him for Reverse Flash, just cut to the scenes of The Boys where he's about to snap. Like, the one where he laser beams the crowd in his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the facial expressions he puts through lets you know this is insane. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
And, like, for the reverse Flash to start making that face like that, and then he just takes off. Like, that's going to cause panic. Like,
he's changing the timeline. He's changing the timeline. I see it. I can feel it. Or just, you know, vibrate his hand through someone's chest real quick. The CW Reverse Flash, like, he needs to do. They need. If they bring Reverse Flash into the DCU, they need to do better than the CW.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
That is the most menacing.
WB needs to study CW.
Right.
And then, like.
And then they'll be able to do it right. Because the Reverse Flash in the CW, menace. Absolute menace. Like, more so than the Flashpoint Paradox on HBO. More menacing than that.
Well, because, all right, so the Flashpoint Paradox, they just make him, like, this superpowered villain from the future, you know, he has his goals. He wants to get rid of Flash, blah, blah, blah. But if you read the comic books, not only is this cat from the future where there's a freaking museum about everything the Flash has done.
So he can study him and everything.
Yeah, he knows everything. And then on top of that, he was smart enough. He recreated the experiment that caused the Flash to get his power successfully. Like, he did that
right
on purpose. Like, so, like, he has a genius level intellect, and they never let it across. But CW, like, what? Like, you see, did you see the episode where Barry went back in time to get the Reverse Flash's help before it was revealed that he was the first Reverse Flash?
Yeah,
and then the Reverse Flash, like he caught on real quick. Like,
so you're
level
saying
intellect.
I'm a problem for you in the future?
Like,
the
much.
Speed Force, please tell me more.
Exactly, like. Barry wasn't the only one that got something from that visit. Like,
yeah, exactly. Maybe if he didn't, none of that shit would have happened.
Huh.
Oh, man. Maybe that created the grandfather paradox, like in Umbrella Academy. Sorry, did you watch all of the...
Yeah,
we'll get in that. We'll get to that in a second, because God damn, they did... Oof. I know you were a little disappointed, but we'll talk.
We'll
talk about it.
Kind of feel like they let me off the roller coaster at the top of the ride, but whatever.
All
right,
get off.
Loop right there. I can see it.
No,
sorry,
get off.
The end of the ride. Get off.
But back on Homelander, though, man, this whole season, I was waiting for him to finally snap, and in some ways he did, and like a little bit.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, but then at the same hand, thinking back on it, like, he snapped before the boys.
He snapped a long time
before
ago.
Before season one.
He snapped a long time ago when you stop and think about it. Like, I don't
he
know.
He just had, like, he was like the Phoenix Force, right?
Right.
And, you know, Professor X put the blocks in Jean Grey's head to kind of hold the Phoenix Force back.
Mm-hmm.
That was... Vought and what's the black guy's name?
Black Noir?
No.
The chicken
the
man.
Suit guy.
The chicken man.
Yeah, like and then
Esposito.
And then the chick that he was spying on breastfeeding. Like, those are his blocks. And now they're all gone.
Yeah.
The Phoenix Force has been released.
Now since we last recorded, like, there have been four more episodes released. Herogasm. Bro.
Oh man.
Bro. I was when Milkman opened the door and the dick.
I'm sorry, he would have got killed right then and there.
Yep.
I'm like, yo, this touches me, you're dead.
And then it does.
Put it away.
Yep. Yeah. God. Yeah, that was. He opened the door and then just jizz. Like, he just, what's in this room? Ah!
Gosh, it was the worst.
I was like, no. Oh, man. Huey, man. Him and his teleporting. That's. I mean, teleporting's cool, but it's a hella inconvenient power.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's like the Invisible Man. It was like a kickback to the first episode, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that was always my favorite thing about the boys. That's how the first episode caught me. I was like, okay, they're superpowered, but it's practical. Like, Invisible Man, he turns invisible, but his clothes don't.
Right.
You know, A-Train is super fast, but he's always on the edge because there's other species. If they beat him by a fraction of a second, he's out of there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they had, like, these flaws. Like, Homelander clearly was insane with power. You learn later that it's because he grew up in a room by himself. Like,
yeah.
Locked away from his father, Soulja Boy.
Now, speaking of hero-gasm, Soulja Boy said, Soulja Boy said, yeah, me and a girl named Liberty started this.
Oh, whoa.
You
for
missed
real?
You missed that?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I gotta watch again.
He said him and Liberty started Herogasm, and I was just like, okay. So Stormfront is Homelander's mom. Ew!
Man.
Yeah. But then, like, I was like, okay, what was the point? What would be the point of them having a superhero orgy?
Yeah, well, who
to make
super babies.
Because that was Stormfront's whole thing. Like, she wanted, like,
a super baby with Homelander.
Super babies, like, being born and natural instead of using the compound V.
Yeah. My thing is, though, like, who is Homelander's, like, biological mother, really? So they clearly
they
got an egg, and
they didn't specifically say it was Stormfront, but everybody's saying it was Stormfront. Like, the durability of, I mean, Soulja Boy already said he was the baseline.
Yeah.
Where did he get his flight from? Where did he get his laser eyes from? Yada 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 yada. It has to be Stormfront. That's like, she was the most powerful female in that time. Like, when they were doing those experiments. So, yeah. They would clearly just pull the egg from her, I guess. So, yeah. Man.
Kind of like he was trying to do Maeve. That was some fuck shit.
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, you know what? We could just turkey baste you, blah, blah, blah. Man, yeah. Yo, Maeve?
Yeah.
In that fight? God, I was like, damn, I didn't know she had hands like this.
She's supposed to be freaking Wonder Woman.
Yeah, but still.
And I have always contended, if you take away Superman's flight and laser eyes, Wonder Woman stomps him.
Yeah.
Like, his flight will let him get away from her and get a break. But, like, Superman can't fight. Wonder Woman was born a warrior.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and so, like, she was born a warrior princess.
Yeah, right.
Like, her job one day is to protect all of Themyscira.
Yeah.
So it may be a model after. I was like, yeah, when she get hands on Homelander in a fair fight.
And it was a fair fight. Like, no one was in. Huey, Butcher.
Everybody was busy.
Everybody was fighting Soulja Boy in other rooms. So Maeve got that 1v1. And when she stabbed him with that, and you heard the I was like, oh my God. But no, and then Huey, like, about to take the compound V when Soulja Boy was, like, definitely about to obliterate Starlight. I was like, don't do it, Huey. Don't do it. You'll die. And then all right, here's some lights. Go nuts.
That was smart.
That was smart, but that makes me think, like, okay. So if I want to fight Starlight, I just got to fight her in the woods in the dark.
Or bring an EMP.
Yeah.
The end.
The end. Just all the lights are off. You can't do shit now.
That's like fighting the deep in a desert.
Right. For real. Like, without light or any type of electricity, she is useless.
But at the same hand,
I mean, she's strong, I guess.
She probably always has a cell phone in her pocket. Like anything, she could draw enough power to, like. But I mean, if I was her, like, she got to start Batmaning her shit now. Like, as I figured it out, like, if you come into my crib, I got fucking car batteries just sitting here charged.
Try me. Ready to go. And then she clicks the little thing. Oh, the car jumper cables, like, let's go type deal. But I guess she is kind of strong. She didn't knock that safe off the wall. But I mean, she's not at the same strength level. I think, like, Black Noir is stronger than her.
Well,
like,
I mean,
she has enough. She has
what they gave her was they gave her the Hulk strength. Like, she has a scalable strength.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, she's nothing. Like, she's like the deeps level.
And yeah, A-Train level. Yeah.
The A-Train will beat the brakes off her.
Oh, yeah. No. But, I'm talking about, like, strength. Like.
Yeah, yeah. But, and then, but, like, then you give her some light or some electricity, and then all of a sudden, she's Homelander's level. Like,
yeah. It's crazy. But no, in my I saw a meme. It was like the lights lit up and everything, and she does it. And then someone put it was Thanos' face with Soulja Boy's outfit on, and it was like, all that for a drop of blood. Because all it did was knock him down. He wasn't knocked out. I mean, he was bleeding a little bit. But yeah. But
well, what did
Butcher
and forget his name? No, in Iron Man 2, the villain. Whiplash. What did he tell Iron Man? He was like, if you make God bleed, then it's blood and water, and the sharks will come.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to Thanos. That's what happened to Iron Man. And that's what is about to happen to Homelander and Soulja Boy.
Man, so, yeah, about the Herogasm, that fight, Huey, Soulja Boy, Butcher, all ganged up on Homelander. Like, that was the first time in this series we saw Homelander look scared.
Oh, he was shook. I mean, Soulja Boy whooped him like the child that he is. You my son. I'm a son, you boy.
And I love the callback. He was like, that's a stupid cape. It's like, no, I love this cape. Blah, 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 blah. And then Soulja Boy just yanks him down by his cape. That's why Edna Mode said, no capes.
What is that? How we see Homelander finally go out? He gets sucked into an engine turret.
Oh my god! No, he would survive. Yeah, he'd survive.
He just blew up the plane. And
all right, whoops. Ah, well, that's another plane down, I guess.
He's not gonna be happy about this one either.
Nope. Man. So then, yeah. So that kid. His son, Homelander's son.
Oh yeah.
I'm just like, this is another Brightburn waiting to happen. Cause if he was able to obliterate Stormfront and take a full on shield bash from Soulja Boy and live, that kid's strong.
Yeah.
And if Homelander raises him, it's gonna be.
After that shit that happened at the rally. Wait, did you catch that? That was the stepdad. That
yeah.
Kind of egged him on. Like, after he did the laser beam to the guy, he was like, yeah! He was the first one that got the crowd on Homelander's side. Like, you son of a motherfucker.
No. He just needs to.
He's gonna kill him.
Yeah. Milkman's gonna kill him.
He's gonna. That's
curtain. Like, earlier in the series, in the season, he was like, I don't need you showing my daughter this, yada, yada, yada. And then he finally, like, laid him out in the parking lot. But, you know, his daughter saw it and everything. But I'm glad him and his daughter, like, reconciled. She was like, this is what happened. This is why I hate Soulja Boy, yada, yada, yada. Man, I felt so bad for Milkman. He finally, like, he explained his OCD, like, the triple tap and the cleanliness. He was like, if I don't check those burners, Soulja Boy's going to come in here and kill my family. I was like, damn, he has you that shook? But then you look at Black Noir, my God. And I'm glad they had to do that with animation, because if they had tried to
show that, gracious.
Like, the brain, he
that's my thing to say, though. Like, and I hate that in superhero movies. Like, so he survived that ass whooping, and then
Homelander guts him
and it's over. Like, it's
I don't think he's dead.
I think he's gonna come back.
I think he's gonna come back. But
I hope he comes back. I hope he regenerates and hides out, and now he's out for Homelander.
Yeah,
they'll level the playing field since Soulja Boy apparently,
but like, that like says, like, if Soulja Boy and Homelander could easily do those things to Black Noir, because I thought Black Noir was way stronger, but then he gets taken out by a gut punch and some almond joys. Like, even Maeve gave him the work, you know. Like,
well, at the same hand, Black Noir didn't see it coming.
True.
Now, I don't know anybody that could survive a sneak attack from Homelander.
You right.
Like, he hugged him first.
Yeah.
And was like, you should have told me, bro. I thought he was going to hug it out. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, you should have told me, bro, but you still okay. You know what I mean? Like, at least you came clean. Like,
Nope. Because I thought, I was like, okay, we got Maeve, Butcher, Milkman, Huey, Starlight versus, and Soulja Boy versus Homelander and Black Noir. I was like, okay, it's going to be a good fight. Nope. Nope. They robbed us.
Yeah. I just need a Deep to go ahead and die. His story is too awkward and off the wall and way out there on the side. Like, it's not even a part of what's really going on. Like
A-Train's story has gotten better than the Deep now.
Yeah. After he
did that
flawless victory.
That was a Mortal Kombat fatality. Like, do you know how mad you've had to make somebody to just get dragged at Mach 3 across
the street? And it was like the beast thing mentality. Yeah. Like, he knew if he did that again, he's probably gonna die. Like, if a beast thing comes out, they die.
Like he did not care.
Nah, you can get this today. And then they fucked up and put the guy's heart in. That was the best.
That was messed up. I was like, damn, Vault, y'all really okay?
Cold,
very cold.
And by the way, that chick, I'm starting to like her more and more. She is. I think she's crazier than Homelander. They keep pulling her hair out. Homelander number two.
Take that wig off. And then she did. I was like, oh no.
Like, cause all right, at first I was like, okay, this is the boy. So like, when she was having sex and she told her to pull her hair out, I was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But like, it just became, anytime she got excited, she pulled some hair out. Cause like, she cussed A-Train out and she's like, I like went in on him, and he's like, what am I gonna say? Like,
like, okay. Damn, bitch, okay.
Like, shit.
I do feel the most. I feel bad for her, but she did delete that video of them picking up Maeve after the Soulja Boy explosion at the final fight. I was like, okay, you're not total batshit crazy.
Well, I mean, I think like she is crazy, but she has a mind out for her own protection,
right? Like,
if she's playing both sides of the fence a little bit.
Yeah, because she knew if Homelander saw that footage, he'd come and kill her immediately.
What that? If she slips on a banana at the wrong time, Homelander could kill her. And she knows she lives under that daily threat. And I think that's why she don't give a fuck about anything.
Yeah, like, at this point, yeah.
Like, look. Just goes off on anybody except Homelander.
Yeah.
Who's at the end of the day, as long as Homelander's happy with her, if you mess with her, Homelander's coming for you. Like, right now.
That is very true. So where do you see the rest of the series going? Like, what do you see for season 4 coming?
I mean, I see them bringing in some more heroes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, to kind of to flesh it out a little bit, because a lot of heroes have died recently.
Yeah. Maeve doesn't have powers anymore.
I think Maeve's going to get her powers back.
Yeah.
Because she knows how to get the Compound V. She was the one sneaking at the Butcher.
You know, yeah,
so like she'll get.
I mean, Starlight probably cannot step foot in Vault Tower right now.
She can. She just better tread lightly.
Hey, where's Homelander right now? Japan? Okay, I'm going to stop by Vault Tower real quick.
That was the thing that got me, though. Like, when you were in Vault Tower,
why didn't you just grab all that Compound V?
I wouldn't say a damn word in that building.
Homelander will hear you.
Homelander is most likely there majority of the time, and he got super hearing.
Yeah.
Like, I think A-Train thought something one time. He's like, what'd you say? A-Train like, nope, nothing.
What are you eating? Like, just say, poor A-Train couldn't enjoy his own food. Leave him alone. He's depressed. Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Leave Your Powers at the Door. I'm your host, Larosco, with my co-host, Chris.
And remember to pick up your powers on the way out the door. Use take 2.
Cue the man!
One, two, three, four! Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between.
Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door with my co-host, Chris. And Chris.
My power for the day.
What's your power for the day?
You have the big news, fool!
Be back there, you Roscoe. Hi, Chris.